and you think you have trouble at the office. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Another leaked memo is in the news. This time it's a memo from the U.S. ambassador to Iraq that managed to make its way to the Washington Post. A memo to Condoleezza Rice from Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad. Now, Mr. Khalilzad is President Bush's man, and he wouldn't be there if he didn't believe in the mission. He wouldn't be there if he wasn't a glass-half-full kind of guy. But according to this memo, Iraqi staffers in his own public affairs section are starting to complain. He reports that female staffers have been warned by neighbors to wear a veil and not drive a car. Even more ominous, the memo says that in April, embassy employees began reporting a change in demeanor among the guards in the green zone. They seemed to be militia-like, holding up the employee's badge and proclaiming the word embassy, which is a death sentence if overheard by the wrong people. Some employees say they don't even tell family members where they work because their own families don't trust the U.S. As a result of all this, the ambassador writes, tension and moodiness have risen. And the memo concludes, quote, objectivity, civility, and logic that make for a functional workplace may falter if social pressures outside the green zone don't abate, unquote. In other words, the situation in Iraq is now so bad that it's creating a hostile work environment at the U.S. Embassy. So I guess we would file a harassment lawsuit against the insurgents, huh? Those insurgents may be able to hold off the military, but wait till we send our lawyers after them. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.